Rivals for Love. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1790. Lady Elva Chartham brought down her pistol and fired at the target, which she had attached to a tree. Now she walked forward to see where the bullet had gone, and noted with satisfaction that she had hit the bullseye. She took 3 more shots, each time being equally successful, and then, with a smile on her lips, she walked back through the garden towards the house. She had always been determined to shoot as well as her father, who was an outstanding shot, but he had said firmly that it was quite unnecessary because she was a girl. If she had been a boy, it would have been the first skill he insisted upon. "As I intend to travel all over the world, Papa," Lady Elva told him, "I think it is essential for me to be able to protect myself." Her father had laughed. "I shall make it quite certain, if you do travel, my dearest, that you will have someone responsible to protect you who can cope with pirates, robbers, or any other scoundrel you may encounter." Her father's words sounded excellent at the time, Elva considered, but she had not yet undertaken a journey abroad. Whenever she had suggested a trip, she had been told firmly that she must finish her education first. Now, her studies were over. As the Earl of Chartham's only daughter, she had been an instant success the moment she had appeared in London. She received invitations to a large number of balls, receptions, luncheons, and other festivities, of which girls of her age were invited if they were debutantes. However, she had come home without any warning after only 3 weeks in London. Her father was away in the north of England, and she was well aware that when he returned he would have a great deal to say to her on the subject. In the meantime, she was enjoying herself in the way she wanted. She rode for many hours every day on the best horses in her father's stables, and she was also teaching herself to shoot, since no one else would take the time to instruct her. She walked into the family home, which was a fine example of Charles II architecture that had been in the Chartham family for several generations. The butler, Beecham, hurried forward.
"I've just been looking for you in the stables, my lady," he said reproachfully. "But your ladyship weren't there."
"I was in the garden," replied Elva, "and you can put this away for me."
She handed him the pistol she had been using, which was actually one that her ancestors had used for dueling. Beecham looked at it in astonishment, but before he could say anything, he remembered why he needed to speak to her ladyship.
"Lady Violet has arrived, my lady," he intoned, "and is waiting for you in the drawing-room."
"Aunt Violet!" exclaimed Elva in surprise.
Then, as if she knew the reason for the visit, she smiled. "I will go to her at once, Beecham. I expect you have already asked her ladyship if she requires anything to eat or drink."
"Her ladyship said she'll wait until tea-time, my lady."
By the time he had finished speaking, Elva was hurrying down the passageway, and when she reached the drawing-room door, she rushed in to find her aunt, Lady Violet Grange, standing at the window. She was looking at the large frock of white pigeons clustering around the fountain.
"This is a lovely surprise, Aunt Violet."
Her aunt turned round in delight. Lady Violet had been a great beauty in her time. She had married a penniless young man, which had been a disappointment to her relations. Because she had been a huge success in London, they had expected her to marry someone of great importance, and, of course, with a title. Instead, she had fallen head over heels in love with Edward Grange the first time they met, and he had lost his heart to her completely. They insisted on being married as soon as possible.